Making ice on Shabbos, albeit it's more of an issue usually in the summer than it is the winter. Nevertheless, what is the issue? Is there a problem? Because what is making ice? Well, you're turning water into ice. Is that considered doing anything? Do I say the ice is like water? Is a discussion. What about if you have water on top of your skok and then it gets cold and it turns into ice? Does that puzzle the sukkah? So Rav Moshe writes that making ice on Shabbos is mutter. It's even luchatchila. It's just temporary. It's like there's nothing happening. I guess he's assuming the ice is viewed as the water. You're not really doing anything, and therefore Rav Moshe doesn't think it's an issue. On the other hand, Rav Soloveitchik was asked, yeah, I don't know, it sounds like a brisker chumrah, but he says perhaps making ice on Shabbos could be a biblical prohibition, an iser daraisa. Wow, what kind of biblical prohibition? The biblical prohibition of bona, of building. Apparently, making water into ice is like building a structure. And we do have, it's not a, the Chiddush isn't that there's bona by food, that we already have. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about making cheese. Making cheese on Shabbos could be a problem of bona, where it's bona deraisa, derabanan, but it's an issue of bona. So Rav Soloveitchik here is machmir, he says making ice on Shabbos could possibly be an itzah deraisa. And then you have the middle sheet, Rav Aaron Cutler, that maybe ice is a problem. But it's only a rabbinical problem. It's the problem of molid, of making something new. From water to ice, he views it as something new. And it's kind of like, I mean, it's totally different, but in terms of different poskim, say, what's the issur of electricity alone? Not assuming there's no, like, heat going on, light. So that's the base Yitzhak of Shmelkis thought it was molid. You're creating something new. So that's what Rav Aaron Cutler seems to be saying, molid here. Other than the Chazon Ish is very mock, but he thinks it's bona, maka bapatish. So nevertheless, you have three shitas regarding making ice on Shabbos. You have the Rav might be an Issa Daraisa, Rav Aaron Cutler an Issa Darabanan, and Rav Moshe Mutter. So, you know, many poskim, therefore, because of the machlokes, many poskim say, lalis l'chadchila, it's best to avoid the issue and obviously try to make the ice before Shabbos. And if you didn't, maybe they say better not to. Others say, if it's a Shas HaChak, time of need, maybe it's bitter onig Shabbos, some people love their ice. So then it seems to be, you know, there's what to rely on if you need to make, but at least l'chadchila, it's best to avoid the issue. However, most agree, but if you do have ice, see, that's the issue of making an ice maker on Shabbos. Well, besides, there's one issue of making ice. So even if you assume, like Rav Moshe, making ice isn't a problem, but if you have those automatic ice makers, you have to know how it works. What, you know, by you putting it back in, whether that's a problem or not. And then you have the issue, most assume, even if you're not allowed to make ice on Shabbos, but if ice was made before Shabbos, so then putting ice into a drink in order to cool it off. So most seem to assume that it is not a problem.